Hi, Stacy. Are you there?
I am here.
Great. Okay. Well, this is Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Okay. Well, let's get started. Okay. First of all, we'd like to thank you so much for sharing your stories. It's really helpful to others to hear a little bit about what's worked for previous patients.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you could you please share with us the reasons why you came to see or came to talk with Dr. Murphree? What were your symptoms and what were some of the issues you were battling?
The main symptom I wanted to address was the heart palpitations. I had had them for almost two years and had them every day, sometimes most of the day. I mean, at one point I was having, when they did the monitor, I was having over 3,000 a day. And it was just really, really, really getting on my nerves. So,
I bet.
And I had been to cardiologists, gastroenterologists, endocrinologists. I mean, I had pretty much exhausted any doctor, medical doctor. Nobody could tell me anything. And then a lady at my church was going to Dr. Murphree. And then just from hearing snippets of her success, I decided to see if he could help me.
Well, great. Well, so what did that process look like? What sort of tests did he run, and what did you find?
The test he did, the saliva test, which found my adrenals were pretty shot, and then he did the allergy testing, which was pretty significant because out of the 96 foods, I was allergic to 22 of them.
Wow.
And then the blood test, I mean, with the thyroid testing, and then some, because I have Hashimoto's.
Right.
And I know I was having trouble. My secondary concern was I was having trouble losing weight. I just could not, didn't matter what I did or didn't do. There was just some 15 pounds that I could not get off. And then once I started eliminating all the diet, the allergy triggers, then pretty much the weight, honestly, it pretty much melted off. It just, within a couple of months, I had stripped down over 10 pounds.
So after working with Dr. Murphree, and like I know you had pretty significant adrenal fatigue. I know that was a fairly major thing. And how are you feeling now after you've gotten that adrenal fatigue sort of addressed and under control?
The two biggest things, I guess, were the multivitamin that he put me on and then the adrenal support. Those were massive in improving my energy level because it was to the point I was falling asleep, usually between 2 and 3 every day. I would pick up my daughter from school and come home and lay on the couch and just, I was pooped. I just would fall asleep. And within probably a week, I mean, it was just slowly, progressively got better with taking the supplements to the point of I may take a nap, you know, every blue moon if I don't sleep much the night before, but much, much improved.
Wow, and so you started to see results in less than a week.
I did, and it was pretty significant because you always wonder is it the placebo effect, you know, is it all just in my mind? But then it just kept getting better to the point, I mean, I was able to accomplish cleaning my house. I mean, it was just all the things that I had been doing that I was just too tired to even fool with, and I still had energy at the end of the day that you could still, you know, play a game with my daughter or go for a walk or just things that you normally take for granted. So,
well, that's so fantastic that you've been able to sort of get your life back again. That's so significant.
Yeah.
let's see. Were you on any medications that you stopped or reduced?
I would. Well, the doctors kept contributing my heart palpitations to anxiety and depression. So they threw me on antidepressants, which I took because, I mean, at some point you're just like, I got to get these to stop. They did nothing. And I stayed on them. I don't remember how long. But I noticed I was starting to have anxiety when I was on it. I mean, I kind of had it before. I guess because the palpitations were kind of making me nervous.
Right.
Just them, in and of themselves. And then the medicine didn't help anything. And so once he got me on a couple of different supplements, I think one was L-theanine, and he did an iron supplement, which I think was very beneficial for me because I am anemic, which my doctor never found, never And I go every year to have blood work done. They never triggered it. Well, I mean, it would show it up. It was just like one or two below normal. So they're like, oh, you're fine. But that made a huge difference. But the anxiety, once the L-theanine, I think it's in the combination of the multivitamins and the adrenals and everything kind of working as they should, I was able to come off all antidepressants and all stomach, because I was on all kinds of stomach stuff, you know, Prevacid, Prilosec, Zantac, all of the stomach things. I haven't had to take anything for stomach pain since I came off all the allergy foods.
Well, that's great. So you were able to stop all those medicines and still feel better.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just taking his supplements now. I don't take anything prescription or over-the-counter other than the supplements from him.
Well, that's great. And I know, you know, that's something really common we see where people have had that blood work run, but because there's such a narrow range, you know, that the doctors look for, anything outside that range, well, that's disease, you know.
Right.
That means you're really unhealthy.
Well, he also found that my C-reactive protein was elevated, which my doctor never, I don't know if they didn't check or didn't, I don't know, or didn't address, but I think once that got resolved, then that stopped all the palpitations. I mean, if I accidentally get food that I'm not supposed to have, something I'm allergic to, they'll kind of come back every once in a while, but I mean, one or two a week I can handle versus, you know, hundreds a day.
So right, exactly. So you would definitely say that main complaint of yours has been totally addressed.
Yeah, as long as I follow, you know, the guidelines and stay within my diet, which, I mean, you do fall off because, you know, life happens.
Right.
But as long as I stay on that, then everything just runs like clockwork. It's hard to put into words how much you appreciate getting your life back. So.
No, I bet. It's a huge difference for you. And I know that you mentioned the diet just now, and I'm going to just elaborate a little bit on that for folks who are listening. So that would be that anti-inflammatory diet that Dr. Murphy had you do, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, was that easy? Was it hard? How did it feel when you were on that diet?
Honestly, it was a little hard because my family, you know, they have no allergies and they eat whatever. So it was a little challenging-wise as far as cooking, you know, and considering what I could eat and trying to modify the meals a little bit. They're real cool with it, so because they're big meat eaters, so, you know, they're happy with lots of protein in the meals and stuff like that. Mine, with the significant number of foods I was allergic to, made it kind of hard, but it was doable. It was very doable.
Yeah, and Dr. Murphy said that you lost 14 pounds, so congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it was those that just wouldn't come off. I could not get the weight to come off no matter what. And I tried coming off gluten before thinking, you know, maybe it was that issue, even coming off, just which I'm allergic to now, but it was obviously all the other foods that was playing a part in it.
Well, how much better would you say you feel now that you've cleaned up that diet a little bit?
Oh, the first month, because it was, you know, the 21 days into that was probably the best I have felt, oh, my word, 10-plus years. I mean, it was before my daughter was born. That was, I mean, just energy level was great. Your mood was great. I mean, it was just, you kind of forget how you used to be after dealing with it for so long. So it was quite amazing.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know changing your eating habits, you know, that's a lifestyle change and that's hard work. So you should really be proud of yourself for that.
Yeah, eating out is pretty very challenging. So that, other than that, it's doable. So,
but here's the question: was it worth it?
Oh. 100 times yes.
Well, that's great. We're so glad to hear that. Well, how about, are there any other health issues you've had that have improved? I mean, I know your heart palpitations are better. Your just general energy and mood is better. How about your anxiety?
Has gone. I mean, every blue moon, I would say maybe once every, maybe 2 months, I'll have a day where it kind of, it'll just, you can tell something's a little off, but I think that's just, anybody would have that. That's just normal life. So, but it's like with the palpitations, you know, I can deal with once a month or once every 2 months
versus
daily.
Instead of a lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to keep thinking of, like, this is not normal. So, I mean, it's been a huge, huge difference.
Well, that is so wonderful, and we're so glad to hear that. And, you know, one thing that we hear a lot when we have people who are trying to decide whether or not they're going to want to work with Dr. Murphy is they think, well, how is this doctor going to know anything about me by working with me over the phone? So how is that going to work? So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your experience and how was it working with Dr. Murphy over the phone?
I found it to be extremely convenient because, you know, I don't live in Alabama or near there. So I think with the blood works, it was very streamlined. I mean, they mail you the kits, you mail them back over the phone. I mean, it was just easy. I mean, the hardest part, I guess, was going to get your blood drawn. That was no big deal. It's just the driving. But it was very, the communication is phenomenal. I mean, quick responses. I mean, all questions answered. I mean, I don't really have any complaints with it. I can't think of any issues that I ever ran into. With distance, it was just like having him close by, just on the phone.
What was different working with him from other doctors?
I actually think he knows more of not just traditional quick fixes. I mean, he actually takes the time to learn what causes some of these things, behind them. Exactly. And after reading his book, I'm like, golly, this makes a lot of sense. After hearing, you know, and reading all the testimonies, and you're like, that's me, I have this. And I think it's just because you get frustrated with doctors just shoving a pill at you. You're like, it's not working, so there's got to be something else underlying. So that's what I found refreshing, is somebody that actually listens to you and doesn't just want to give you a pill to shut you up.
That's true. His approach really genuinely is about doing all the detective work, and if there's something he doesn't know, he's going to go find out over the weekend and come back to you on Monday and give you an answer.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that they look at the labs, and it's like nobody's into perfect textbook numbers. I mean, it's, you know, it varies by person, and it was just wonderful to have somebody understand that, not just be like, oh, your thyroid's normal, so you should feel great.
That's true. He really does treat his patients like they're individuals instead of just dogs.
Right.
And you ended up referring somebody else to us, too, because you had such a good experience.
My dad.
Isn't that correct?
I referred my dad. He has started his treatment, I think, next week is his first phone call. So.
Yeah, well, we look forward to working with him, too, because you were so pleasant to work with. So I'm sure.
Well, thanks.
Of course.
Saying thank you is not sufficient enough for what y'all done, but I do appreciate everything.
Well, we're always so glad to hear that. It makes what we do worthwhile, that we can all feel like what we do is genuine here.
Well, you do it well. Keep it up.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Stacy. I know this has been a little brief, but is there anything else you'd like to share with folks that might listen to the call? Some of them may be trying to decide if working with Dr. Murphy is the right thing for them or not, and what would you say to those folks?
My thing is give it a try. I mean, that's what I told my husband. There's no telling how many thousands and thousands I spent on doctors that were not helping me. And I was like, it would, you know, just a phone call just to see if he can help would be, I mean, I wish I'd found it years ago. I'm sure y'all hear that constantly.
We do.
It was a godsend, and I appreciate y'all very much.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for sharing your story. We really enjoyed working with you, and you worked really hard, and we're so glad that you're feeling better. And, of course, we're always here if you need us. And
that is great.
So give us a call if you need anything, and
I will do it.
Thanks so much.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Thanks, Stacy. Bye.
Bye-bye.